And good evening. You're listening to CIGR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight, we heard some new stuff into the station. Some synth pop out of Toronto with an artist named Ralph. And she's based out of Toronto, and she has a new self-titled album. And you heard a track off of it called Tease. And once again, that's Ralph. Her name is also known as Rafa Wayman. And so we got a lot of new music that came into the station recently. We're going to explore some of those new albums that came in. And starting off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from Sackville, New Brunswick, and a new release from You've Changed Records. The latest is an album called Memorial 10 Count by John McKeel. And if you're not familiar, You've Changed Records, really great label out of Eastern Canada. They have such artists as Julie Doron. And what else do they have? Daniel Romano, Shotgun Jimmy, and Apollo Ghost. So lots of really great stuff on this label. Once again, that's You've Changed Records, and their latest release is something from John McKeel. You'll hear a track off of his new album. You'll hear a song called Brothers off the album called Memorial 10 Count. And then after that, you can hear something from Calgary group Radiation Flowers. New CD that was sent to us from our sister station at the University of Calgary, CGSW. And from Radiation Flowers, you'll hear an album called Summer Loop and a track called Walking Reprise. It's kind of a summery, shoegazy psych album, kind of spacey. Gets some comparison to Black Angel, so maybe you'll see that in this album. And once again, that's the Radiation Flowers out of Calgary. After that, you can hear another Calgary artist that was sent to us, and that's a punk band called Gawker, and they have a CDR that was sent to us, which is, I think it's a double disc, must be a couple of 7 inches that they compiled. But you can hear from an album called Hulk Hogan Sex Tape, you'll hear a track called Cutouts. And Gawker is a really kind of lo-fi, snotty punk. They get comparisons to Angry Samoans, so I guess you might be able to hear that on some of these tracks. And there's members of a lot of different Calgary punk bands, such as Dry Heave and Tiny Baby. So once again, that's Gawker. And check them out at gawking.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from You've Changed Records. This is the brand new album from John McKeel.
This weather ever gives it up, I can see you gray and worried. Even though it was a hard luck, don't pretend to be seasoned and sorry.
But I could handle Hi, we're Roused by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Morning.
in from Calgary, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from a band called Gawker, and you heard a track called Cutouts, and it's off a 7-inch called Hulk Hogan's Sex Tape. And apologies for the technical difficulties. I'm actually getting a little bit of echo, and it's very surprisingly throws you off. If your voice is just like a second off, it really messes with your brain. It's really weird. There's an app out there I know that's called I forgot what it's called, but anyways, it delays your voice price by a second. Give it a try, and it'll be really surprisingly throws you off a whole bunch. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and before Gawker, you heard a kind of a psych band called Radiation Flowers out of Calgary. You heard a track called Walking Reprise off the Summer Loop album. And before that, you heard something from John McKeel and a track called Brothers off the Memorial 10 Count album. So pretty wide variety in that last set. You heard some kind of singer-songwriter to psych to punk. So we're going to be changing it up quite a bit for the next hour, so stay tuned. And oh, I just remembered the name of the app. It's called Speech Jammer. Up next, you can hear some something from a band called Artifact, and Artifact is a new band out on Adagio Records, and they have a new album called Votive Offering, and they make kind of a gothy post-punk, female fronted, and it's very similar to some bands like Pretty Girls Make Graves, and I think there's some other bands that are kind of slipping my mind. But anyways, you're gonna hear a track called Sacred/Sacrilege off an album called The Votive Offering. Once again, that's Artifact, and that's Artifact with an E, not with an I. After that, you're going to hear something from a new band on Merge Records that's simply called Sneaks. And it's the work of a single artist named Eva Molchan, making some minimalist punk with some synths, and not so punk-oriented, but more kind of post-punk-oriented. She has an album out called It's a Myth, and you're going to hear a track off of it, a track called, what did I have picked out? Oh, something called Look Like That. And once again, that's an artist named Sneaks. And this album was recorded from or by Mary Timoney of XX and Wild Flag and Helium, numerous other bands that she's been involved in over her career. After Sneaks, you can hear something from Snake Hole, a new album out on Wharf Cat Records, which is a really cool label out of New York. From Snake Hole's album called Interludes of I can't see, there's a sticker over. Anyways, new album from Snake Hole, you can hear a track of that, something called Bum Song. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Artifact right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sacred. Chewing on your bark. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
In today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from an artist named Snakehole, and you heard a track called Double Down off the Interludes of Insanity album. And before that, you heard something from Sneaks and a track called Look Like That. It's from the It's a Myth album out on Merge Records. And prior to that was Artifact with Sacred / Sacrilege off the Votive Offering album out on Adagio Records. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. This show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you for about another half hour or so. And up next, we're going to take a real left turn and get to some more ambient and electronic and more experimental stuff for the last half of the show. The first of which is a local artist named Prince Shima. He's got a new self-titled CD that was just sent into the station. And you'll hear a track called Vancouver Special. Very fitting track for the city, I guess. And if you're not familiar as well, I'm not sure how you wouldn't be if you lived in Vancouver. But anyways, Vancouver Specials are those special architecture of houses that you see where it has the balcony out front and then the big window. And anyways, just do a Google of Vancouver Special and you'll recognize this iconic house style. After Prince Shima, you can hear something from Varg Dodd. And this is an album out on the Opal Tapes record label out of UK. And Varg Dodd is a collaboration between two artists. The first of which is Sel Dodd and also Varg, which are two Swedish electronic artists making some experimental kind of itchy techno. But anyways, you can hear something from the album called Brutal Discipline. And you'll hear a track off of it called, what did I have picked out? Oh, something called Bitten. And it seems to be more of a dog theme. There's a picture of a dog on the front. There's tracks named after like Kennel, Starve to Death, Dogs of War, Canine Warrior, stuff like that. So it seems to be, and also a track called No Dogs Go to Heaven. So anyways, it seems to be a dog-themed album from Varg Dodd. After that, we'll see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a local artist that was just sent into the station. Something from Prince Shima. This track right here is called Vancouver Special. And sorry, I'm just having some problems with CDs. And all right, here we go. Vancouver Special. Apologies about that. It just seems to be having some technical difficulties. I guess that's the problem with analog, or not analog, but I guess with playing CDs instead of records and stuff like that. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Prince Shima.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Vargdod, a track called Bitten. Is off the Brutal Discipline album that was just released. Before that, you heard something from Prince Shima, a local artist, with a track called Vancouver Special off the self-titled album that he just released. And apologies for the technical difficulties. I do believe I think I have sorted out. I was able to reset all the settings in here. Sometimes there will be a strange setting and I'm not able to work it out while I'm getting CDs and albums queued up, so apologies for that. The issue was I was hearing a weird echo and it was really, really throwing me off, so I think I have it figured out now. And up next, you're gonna hear something from the new Aaron Dillaway album. It was just released. It's called The Gag File. And if you're not familiar, Aaron Dillaway puts out some pretty experimental noise artists, and is out of the Michigan record, or the Michigan scene, I don't know, Detroit. And a lot of artists in the Michigan area putting out some really, really great noise music. And Aaron Dillaway is also in Wolf Eyes. He also does some stuff with Hanson Records, and I think his last album that he put out was something way back in 2013. 2012, so it's been a while since he has out something new. But you can hear a track off the new Gag File album. You can hear a track called something called Born in a Maze is what I had queued up. Oh wait, no, actually a track called Inhuman Form Reflected. After that, you're gonna hear something from let me see what I had queued up. And actually, no, I'm jumping ahead on my playlist here. So I'm kind of sorry. This is also part of the technical difficulties. It's kind of throwing off my playlist for the evening. So what you're going to hear is something from an ambient artist called Ryuichi Sakamoto. His new album is the first album that he's put out in 8 years. It's called Async, and he's a Japanese composer, pianist, and artist, I guess. Anyways, you're going to hear something from his new album called Async. You'll hear a track off of it, something called Full Moon, and then after that, you're going to hear something from Mary Ox, and a collaboration that she did an album with called Die Todlick. I can't remember how you spell their full name. It's anyways, I'll get back to you on that, but you're going to hear some new stuff from Mary Ox, and then I'll get back to you, and then we'll hear some more possibly from that Aaron Dillaway track that I had mentioned. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Because we don't know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. Yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood? Some afternoon that's so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it. Perhaps four or five times more, perhaps not even that. How many more times will you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. And yet it all seems limitless.
He's Знание точного срока смерти дает нам возможность смотреть на жизнь, как на нищий пайвый колодец. Хотя все в жизни случается некоторое количество раз, причем на самом-то деле очень большое количество. Сколько раз ты еще вспомнишь, как он будет? Вечер, ставший такой глубинной частью всего твоего существа, что ты даже не можешь представить себе жизнь без него. Ну, 4, ну, 5 раз. Может быть, даже меньше. Сколько раз еще ты посмотришь во сколько помню? Ну, раз 20. Все равно жизнь кажется бесконечной.
No sabemos cuándo vamos a morir. Nos toca creer que la vida es un pozo sin fondo. Sin embargo, las cosas ocurren solo un determinado número de veces. Recuerdas un poco esto. ¿Cuántas veces más recordarás cierta tarde de la noche? Una tarde que formó una parte tan arañable de tu ser que ni siquiera puedes imaginar la vida sin ella. Quizás 4 o 5 veces más, pero quizás no es. ¿Cuántas veces más verás salir la luna? Quizás 20. Sin embargo, todo parece limitado.
O peut-être jamais. Combien de fois regarderas-tu encore la pleine lune? Un fois peut-être. Et tout cela semble illimité.
Við vitum ekki hvenær við deyjum. Þess vegna fyrir okkur að finnast lífið vera óþrjótandi brunnur. Samt gerist allt aðeins nokkrum sinnum. Ég örf á skiptið mér að segja. Hversu oft myndu rifja upp sérstætt síðdegi bernskóðar? Síðdegi sem svo samúið veru þinni. Þú getur vart hugsaði lífið eins og þess. Kannski 4 sinnum. Eða 5 sinnum. Ég vil ekki svo oft. Hversu oft myndu sér fullan mánar í svo hinn? Kannski 20 sinni. Samt verðist allt óþrjóðið.
Poiché non sappiamo, finiamo per pensare alla vita come a un pozzo inesauribile. Eppure ogni cosa accade soltanto un certo numero di volte e un bel piccolo numero. Quante altre volte ricorderai un certo pomeriggio della tua infanzia, qualche pomeriggio che sia così profondamente parte del tuo essere, per cui tu non possa nemmeno concepire la tua vita senza vedermi, forse altre 4 o 5 volte, forse nemmeno. Quante altre volte guarderai sorgere la luna piena? Forse 20, e tuttavia tutto sembra senza limiti.
Thank you. call my name. And rob my spirit of its final state.
From Mary Auker, a artist out of Russia, and she has an album out called it's a collaboration with Diatonic Doris, and you heard a track from her album called The West Against People, and you heard a track called My Executioner. So thanks for tuning in this week, and apologies again that it was fraught with technical difficulties this week, but next week I'll be back with some more great tracks. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming with The Medicine Show coming up at 11. So I'm going to leave you with that track from Aaron Dilloway. This track is called Inhuman Form Reflected off the brand new album called The Gag File that just came out today. We're here on CHR 101.9 FM. This is Aaron Dilloway.